Three times before, in 2009, 10, and 11, single sessions of homeless court were held in Santa Rosa. But there was a problem, acknowledges Georgia Berland, executive officer for the Sonoma County Task Force on the Homeless.
We had a lot of no-shows because we didn't really have a system to feed people into the court, to support them through their process, and to assure that they would actually get their issues cleared. Now we are involving the homeless service agencies, the day centers, the shelters, and other agencies to be sure that this person has someone to advocate for them, to help them arrange transportation to get to the court, to assure that they actually get there and get this handled.
As for the court itself, the process is essentially the same, explains Sonoma County Public Defender Kathleen Posey. It's a judicial procedure to clear away citations and fines that can stand in the way of getting a job or even a driver's license.
These are cases that have never gone to court. They were a fine, hypothetically $100. It wasn't paid, and that fine has gone into central collections with all the increases, maybe an $800, $900 fine. The $100 fine was impossible to pay. The higher amount is clearly impossible. So it's clearing the debt that is there and turning it into something positive in doing community volunteer work.
In many cases, the original issues were what Berland calls homeless crimes.
Drinking in public, urinating in public, some trespassing offenses, sleeping in your car or camping in your car, which is still illegal, things like that.
For Traffic Court Commissioner Anthony Wheeldon, who will preside over the homeless court, the official term is infraction, defined in part as an offense that does not carry a potential jail term. Most cases, he says, are resolved through community service.
We offer to both homeless and our regular traffic court defendants the opportunity to have their fines converted from dollars to community service hours. It gives people the opportunity to satisfy their obligation by giving to the community. It's not quite as much of a punishment as a fine, because people have told me they enjoyed their community service and they got a lot out of it.
At this point, misdemeanors and felonies are not included in the homeless court program, but Jose Guillen, the county's court executive officer, is open to expanding it in the future to include those more serious offenses.
Once we test this, I think that it will be a pilot that will demonstrate that it can expand to misdemeanors and felonies. Obviously, the district attorney, the public defender, probation, and law enforcement will be key players to making that determination.
In the near term, Judge Wheeldon says their effectiveness will be easy to track and measure.
Our success will be determined by how many people are able to successfully complete their nonprofit volunteer hours and then have their matters dismissed.
The afternoon session on Thursday is expected to handle 40 to 50 cases. Three more such sessions are planned at quarterly intervals over the rest of the year, after which the program will be reassessed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.